Bidenflation sucks. The recession sucks. Gas prices suck. And this is the first Jesse Rosinski So Short, just to cover all the stuff while I'm trying to catch up on thumbnails and search engine optimization stuff and all of that. You know, this stuff is affecting me. It's affecting so many people, and so many people still won't admit we are right or that it's even happening. It's a damn shame, but I'm going to get into it in this quick one, and we'll get to it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Now, this is a, you know, happy Friday. This is going to be a new thing I'm trying to do, yeah. Jesse Rosinski Show, short, is what I guess we can call it. I'm not sure, but I've been gone for a while, except for the Walter shows, but I've been trying to, you know, retitle, describe, tag, thumbnails, like just redoing so much stuff. You know, I'm trying to get that done before I start, you know, making a million more, and me and Walter are covering everything good. But, you know, we hit on the CPI numbers, then we got more numbers coming out, like, employment, all kinds, like the numbers aren't good. And, you know, I know we've all gone to the grocery store. We've done all those things. Like, it's not good. The prices for people that produce the product, not good. Customer stuff, not good. It's all going up. I mean, I just, for like, what, a couple, 2-3 pounds of tilapia, just spent $10. I remember when that was half of that, not that long ago. It's ridiculous. It's obnoxious. It's not good. Gas up. Yeah, the big five dozen thing of eggs at Walmart, still double what it was day before Inauguration Day. Pre-sliced buffalo chicken, primadella, bella, deli meat, pre-sliced, double, still over double. Like cat food, like everything is so far up and it's only getting worse. And all the big people keep saying it's getting worse. And again, I'm only bringing this one up because it's driving me nuts. It's killing me. I know it's killing a lot of people. You know, people are hurting from this. And you know, we all said it was going to happen. They all deny, but hello, like inflation, like it keeps getting worse. We're up to 9.1. And if you look at the price of everything, I'm sure we're actually a lot higher than that. Will they ever admit it? No, we actually know the real number. No, but guess what? That's the Fed's there for, to lie to us, treat us like garbage, because that's what they think of us. In fact, we're lower than garbage to them. And, you know, it drives me through the roof. And look how much they lied. You know, it wasn't a thing. It was a conspiracy theory from the right. It's transitory. It's a good thing. It's our fault. It's Putin's fault. It's everyone's fault except for theirs. And I hate to break it to everyone on the left, especially anyone watching the video. You see the name right there, especially that guy. We've heard me mention his name a million times. He rhymes with shrew or grew or true, which is all the things that we said. How the hell did we call it that far out? Well, in 2019, when everyone was trying to get the nomination, like, how did we all call it? And now it happened, and somehow we're still the crazy people and the conspiracy theorists. And, or even better, it's all our fault. How in the bluest of hells is that even a thing? It's a real question. Like, how? Like, when are they going to wake up and admit that we were right? And everyone said it was going to happen. You know, we all said it. Everyone told us we were crazy. It wasn't going to happen. Then they just listen to everything that they get from the left and the mainstream media and just repeat. Do things in other countries happening, you know, affected? Yes. Did even Trump's first COVID bill, you know, and all, guess what? A lot of waste in that. Read the damn thing. See where a lot of that money went. It was pointless. So many billions of dollars were useless in that thing, but they spent it anyway. And the Democrats filibustered until they got their way. You know, the same filibuster that immediately went on the attack of when they got in power saying they wanted to get rid of, even though they used it hundreds of times just under COVID when Republicans were in charge. You know, there was all of that, and that bill did not help the situation. But like, yes, inflation's up everywhere. But if you look at the numbers for how many countries there are in the world, there's, well, I think I said 11 that are worse than us last time I looked, last month, 11. In my countries there are in the world, and some of them are in war-torn places that are completely blown to bejesus right now. And in most places, there's a lot of countries that aren't even at like the level that we were at, like year-to-year difference for how much you jumped. They're not even to that yet. So, I mean, you can blame it on everything. Oh, the world has it. Yeah, the world has it, but why the hell did we jump so much more than pretty much the entire world? That's what, and our dollar also affects those places. Look at what is the world currency, the US dollar. When we start getting into all those problems, that affects the rest of the world's markets. Again, another fact. You could try to deny it. You'll be wrong. You could try. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like, I'm tired of going to the store and, you know, having to make all these things. I run up credit cards just so I could afford things. Tired of fighting the VA. Tired of all kinds of things. And it all comes from the government. Like, it should not be that hard. I know people that are physically having to make choices. You know, eat or what else they're going to do. Like, having to pick and choose. That should not be happening. Like, we're all getting screwed by energy and everything else on top of it. Because it all has a part of it, just like gas prices and all of that. There's a great one. We're having this big of, you know, crisis now. Why are we selling so much to China? Like, they have coal. They have their friends in Russia. They said they'd buy all of Russia's if we stopped doing it. So let them. Like, we have it here. We're sending it all over God's creation. We are a net importer now, which is making the situation worse because we're letting other people control the whole entire global market. And everyone's, oh, look at the highest numbers we've had since 2020. Yeah, that's because so much of it shut down during COVID. We weren't producing as much, which means, yeah, now we're kicked back into full gear, which is why it's all going. And I've seen the leases, and you can tell me whatever you want. There's land leases. You know, my permits there are to go along with them. There's a reason they never mention it. And this is all a big thing, and all of them still keep saying we're crazy. Maybe I'm just tired of being told I'm crazy. Maybe it's, I just feel that maybe someone should give us credit that we might know something. Will they ever? No. Are we in a recession? No matter what they say? Yeah, we definitely are. GDP is just looking bad, you know, shrinking. Recession. Inflation is going to keep getting worse. Price indexes are going to keep getting worse. Unemployment, like actual unemployment stats, like job, you know, markets, and like how many people are actually in there. Going to keep getting worse. Like, all these things are going to keep getting worse. Look at Walmart. Hell, again, here, amongst other places, putting in 100%, like they have like two aisles at the big Walmart on the other side of town that are actually people. Otherwise, they've turned them all into self-checkouts. Like I said, 2019, 2020, and on the early shows, everyone said it was crazy. They're going to all go to self-checkouts. Stop paying for people because you raise their taxes or messing with them. They only care about themselves. They don't care about us and how much we pay or their employees and them having a life. They care about money. And it keeps happening. And we keep having to argue the point. Why is that? Why do we have to keep doing that? Now, when is everyone going to wake up? Because once everyone wakes up and we start stop arguing with one another, we will get better. Things will turn around, but it's going to take forever now because we just keep letting idiots do whatever they want and lie as much as they want. And the problem keeps getting worse. We have to keep blaming everyone else. Well, guess what? They're the ones in charge. It's their policy. They're the ones doing it and dealing with everybody. It's on them. Doesn't take much to figure that out. But again, I want to do a short. There's all kinds of idiocy. It's hurting my head. It's nice to do this without having a big long one. I love the shows with Walter, but, you know, figured I'd throw something else out there. While I'm still working on, you know, search engine optimization, subtitles, tags, thumbnails, all that fun stuff. So, you know, again, no matter where you are, find it, you know, share it, like it, comment on YouTube, help, follow, you know, subscribe to it in the little corner up there somewhere, that corner, you know, like it, subscribe, comment. It helps pop it up. Do all those things and share everything out, no matter where you're at. I appreciate it. I'll be back again. If not, you know, in the next couple of days, I'll be back in time. You know, we'll do a Wednesdays with Walter and talk about all the stupid stuff that's happened since then. It's just, this has been dragging me up the wall. So I had to let it out before my head exploded. Because God, between doing all the search engine stuff and making thumbnails, the stupidity going on at the same time, it's just mind numbing. But again, share it out, like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff helps the most. If you don't see me, you know, until Wednesday, I will be here then with Walter. So enjoy your weekend. Thanks for checking. Don't forget, like, share, comment, repeat all of it. And until then, we meet again. Have a good weekend and peace.